Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me.
With me.
855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting involved, getting engaged. Right? I mean, seriously. You got to get informed. It's the only way you win. I know, say it all the time, but I like saying it. Because I think you guys have a clue, and I think you can make a difference. You just got to be really willing to dive in. All right. Hey, I haven't told you yet tonight. Head over to MyPillow.com. Yeah. Everybody wins if you go to MyPillow.com. Because you're going to keep people working. Mike Lindell will put some money together to make sure he's fighting for the causes that you believe in and I believe in. I get a few bucks from this sale. You'll save big, 30 to 70% if you use promo code Joe. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. It's really that simple. And again, I'm telling you, Bed Bath & Beyond, gone. So you people who are still secretly supporting them, shame on you. Now you can go over to MyPillow. You don't even have to leave. You can be in your pajamas, lie in a bed, those ratty old pajamas. You got to buy some new ones. 30 to 70% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Go for it, okay? Really that simple. All right. You know, conservatives now have jumped on the bandwagon of criticizing the liberal Supreme Court justices over ethics issues. You know, you're looking at all these reports coming in of Clarence Thomas. It used to be that the justices, to a degree, you kind of leave them alone, right? Thomas has been subjected to the scrutiny in recent weeks. You know, from ProPublica, they're not a right-wing paper at all. They're about as hardcore left as you can get. And that Harlan Crow, a real estate developer, a billionaire, donates heavily to conservative causes. So what? He's paid for trips. He's bought a property from the Thomases. Covered tuition to a private school. How did that further him as a justice? Now, Thomas didn't disclose any of these in financial disclosure forms, despite federal law requiring justices and other federal officials to disclose certain gifts they receive. He said he was advised that trips did not need to be reported because they would be considered a personal hospitality exception. Now, Democrats have made a big deal out of it. Now, Pelosi used these kind of rules, these kind of regulations to her advantage all the time. And Democrats, they just want him nailed. They want him gone. Now, congressional Democrats are about to pursue new rules for the court. Conservatives declared their opposition to these efforts and called out what they view as hypocrisy. And they are. It is. I mean, when you think about this, Justice Sonia Sotomayor received money from book publisher Penguin Random House for her book, but didn't recuse herself from cases involving the publisher. That was okay. No, I mean, they're a judge, right? I mean, they're not going to do anything wrong. She received $1.2 million in 2010 in advance from Nope Doubleday Publishing Group. It's part of Penguin Random House. Knopf paid her an additional $1.9 million in 2012 in advance of her memoir that's soon to come out. So they go, well, it's $3 million. That was okay, though. Seriously. And now the Democrats are looking at funding cuts to the Supreme Court as leverage against them. Is that really? Really? Is that really the way to handle the Supreme Court? Why don't we do the same thing with the congressional leaders or Congress as a whole? Why wouldn't they allow the bill to be passed? For they couldn't trade on stocks and other things that they knew about ahead of time that were in front of them. Why wouldn't you do that? Aren't you like the voice of integrity? I'm just curious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want that to be part of it? If you're going to do ethics, you do ethics for everybody. You do rules for everybody. Not just the ones you don't like. It's right in your face. They're doing it right in your face. It's almost like they're saying, try to stop me. Anybody else feel that way? I mean, again, I just find this amazing. Bill Maher's had it with the left, too, as you know, as you've heard. He asked why black people in Chicago are killing each other. Now, he's always throwing this stuff out there, trying to make a controversial statement. But I think in watching his face, watching his body language, listening to what he has to say, many times now, when he's putting this stuff out there, he really wants an answer to it. It makes absolutely no sense. Remember, he's what they commonly refer to as the JFK liberal. Now, in addition, he's several high-profile interviews with black celebrities and leaders, and as a result, feels it comfortable enough to offer his opinion on such matters as the Chicago violence. I told you the other day how bad it was. You're not hearing about it anymore. Somebody has put a lid on it. He had a couple of college professors on his show while the conversation was centered on what universities are teaching. He did a pivot, like he always does, into some issues in black America. Oh. We'll be back in a minute. I want to finish this because I think him calling it out and them not being able to answer is great. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Good to see your host. Pleasure. 732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Love it when you do engage and send me information during the show. It's always good, right? Okay. Let's get back at it. Bill Maher. Not a big, overwhelming fan. I do like the way he puts stuff together. Not always on the same page as him, but he has been railing on liberals as of late. Last couple of years, about the issues that he finds just totally appalling. Right? So Bill Maher asks some of his, you know, black guests, why black people in Chicago are killing each other? Very, very blunt and to the point. Now, recently, this was just making him nuts because he had a couple of college professors on the show. The conversation was centered on what the universities are teaching and how crazy some of the stuff is. He pivoted over to the black plight in these colleges. Now, Marr, like other personalities of his ilk, often had commentary about matters that truly don't concern them. The truth is that places like Chicago are how they are due to neglect. This is kind of neglect that comes from lawmakers. Certain advantages given to people in certain areas aren't given to people in these Chicago neighborhoods. So the poor neighborhoods stay poor because the Chicago electeds won't give them what they need to survive. Right? As a result, the situation winds up devolving into what people like Bill Maher now criticize. Now, Bill recently had two university professors. Most of the conversation centered around the colleges, as I said. And he was using Chicago as an example. As he moved into speaking about the city, he tripped up and on the violence, and he questioned what was going on. He asked the black professors point blank why black people in Chicago keep killing each other. In addition, he asked why the black celebrity they look up to don't speak out and or help out. Again, why are you guys killing each other? You know, you really got to grab, I would say you got to go grab the video. It's a long video, but honestly, it's worth the listen. One of the professors dances around the issue, doesn't really hit it head on. Where the other one is willing to hit it head on. So, I have to ask the same question. Where's BLM in all this? Why aren't they around? Why aren't they stepping up? What's the problem? 855, love to know. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It's to show you just how crazy we've gotten. I should say how far crazy we've gotten. Is you got a Catholic school now. A board member, actually. Calling Christian men dangerous. Right? A Catholic school board. Now, the whole Catholic school board collectively walked out of its meeting after a crowd called for a member's resignation over her tweets disparaging Christian men. Now, the school board meetings notably became plenty more contentious throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, it's the implementation of, you know, you had various safety stipulations, rules, what have you, book bans, critical race, all that stuff was swirling around. Now you see it happen even more and more at some of these school boards, where some of these people that have been on the boards for years have now decided to start speaking out in this left lunacy. Now, you remember the father of the fourth grader chastised the local school board in January after his daughter was repeatedly asked about her gender identity. He also questioned sexually explicit books on the school board shelves. And I would do the same thing. I would admonish you to go do the same thing. I have parents locally where they finally decide to go look and see what's going on, and they see what's sitting up on the shelf. It's a problem. Right? It's a big problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, you had, Mar did a piece on the gay and lesbian community and how the numbers have risen dramatically. So there's a report out right now. About 1 in 4 high school students identifies as LGBTQ. That's according to Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. So I don't know how much of it I would believe. Anyway, in 2021, 75% of high school students identified as heterosexual. This was according to the CDC's youth risk behavior surveillance found. Among high school students, 12.2% identify as bisexual, 5.2% is questioning, 3.9% is other, 3.2% is gay or lesbian, and 1.8% said they didn't even understand the question, which I'm sure is a lot higher than that. The health organization said a potential reason for the increase is that students could be from their wording around students who are questioning their sexuality. You know, they go in packs and they talk to each other, and it's really easy to sway them in one direction or the other, sway them to questioning. Right? I mean, you've heard some of these people talk, whether it's LGBTQ plus, 1619, they talk with such authority when they don't have the, really don't have a clue. Now, students in 2021 might be a result of changes in question wording to include students identifying as questioning. I'm not sure about my sexual identity. How can you not be sure about your sex? How did you even know what that means? As you saw, some were honest enough to say, I don't even know what you mean by that. Do you describe your sexual identity in some other way? Can you imagine asking a young teen that question? First of all, you shouldn't be asking that question. Secondly, how are they supposed to put that together to even know what it means? Among the high school students, 57% had no sexual contact in their lives. Wow, that's encouraging. 34% had sexual contact with someone of the opposite sex. 6% had sexual contact with both sexes. And 2% had sexual contact with only the same sex. CDC surveyed 17,000 plus students in 152 schools across the country to get that kind of result. And I got to tell you, again, their influence, a big part of it, is they're influenced by the people they hang with, right? By the people around them. Kids want to fit in. They want to be liked. They want to be part of the bigger tribe. And I don't blame them. Joe Mazzini, your host. God, this stuff. I got to breathe between, you know? Always a pleasure to have you with me. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Another historic jury decision from the Capitol riot. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the conviction of four Proud Boys members on seditious conspiracy shows the DOJ will do everything in its power to defend democracy.
We have secured the convictions of defendants who fought, punched,
tackled, and even tased police officers who were defending the Capitol that day.
Seditious conspiracy is defined as a plot to overthrow the government and is from the Civil War era. And the late Carrie Fisher, remembered in Hollywood today, the actress who's best known for her role as Princess Leia in the Star Wars films, was posthumously awarded her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Thursday.
My mom is a double whammy, a Penn Dispenser and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mama, you've made it.
Actress Billy Lord accepted the honor on her mother's behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Bye bye, Real Joe.
855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. It's the way we win. It's the way we make things happen. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can sign up for the text messaging. Look, if you want text messaging... if you want text messaging, you have to text Gojo, Gojo, one word, Gojo, to 77222. Gojo to 77222. Really do appreciate the time it takes, the time you spend with me on there. I'm sorry, I got my screens popping up everywhere. Wondering what's going wrong, but nothing is going wrong. Anyway, all right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, the, we just had a call from somebody who left a message. I think it's Dustin is an electrician. And Dustin, yeah, I'd be more than happy to give you a holler. Now, when you say it costs only $22 to charge to full, I would imagine that's going to depend on where you live. Because in California, our electric bills have tripled. And I mean tripled. I don't live in a large mansion. Some of my friends who were paying, you know, $200 or $300 a month for electricity in their same houses have been hit with bills at around $600 and $700 a month. Big, big, big dollars. And in California, we also have surcharges, electric surcharges. Why? Because any electricity that you produce, you have to sell back to the electric company. And it's big money. Which is why now they were screaming about the fact that they gave all these breaks to people, the state did, to put solar panels on their homes. And after they put the solar panels on their homes and they had to sell electricity back to the electric company now wasn't selling electricity anymore. They were buying it. So they complained. And all those people who bought their solar panels because they want to save all this money now end up paying surcharges because the poor electric company might have gone broke, which I doubt. Anyhow. All right, so you got to... I want to do this, but I don't. So a trans activist was shrieking at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, screaming how much she hated them. Or he hated them. I don't know. Leah McGeever, an LGBT activist, she was screaming at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors following the decision by the district attorney to decline to prosecute a security guard that shot and killed a transgender shoplifter. Now, isn't this funny? So, because it was he shot a shoplifter who happened to be transgender, it means he aimed at the transgender, right? He aimed for a transgender. And if it was black, would BLM be up there screaming that he aimed at a black guy? What if it was Asian or Irish? Would those groups show up for the same reason? Probably not. Anyway, he says, she gets up there and says, I don't have any words prepared today. I just want you to feel our pain. I don't know if you can at this point based on your policy choices, but I have to pretend you have some form of empathy left. So I'm going to spend the next minute screaming because that is what is going on here. Right? Just totally amazing. And on top of this, I guess apparently she had a orange face mask on. She said, there's trans genocide going on in this country, and you're ignoring it. Don't you love this? Don't you love how it is that every time something happens to a group like this, all of a sudden they make it sound like it's happening everywhere, and it's happening in big numbers all day long, everywhere you look, and we all know that isn't true. But when Christian churches are shot up, when Christians are killed, you don't hear any of this, right? They don't come to the rescue of those people. They don't come to speak for those people. It is truly, it's amazing to me. And I'm going to keep saying it. Nobody seems to care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting to me. I can't play it yet because I don't. I got to set the level later on because I don't want the scream to pierce your ears. Many high school seniors are turning away from college altogether now. That's right. For many high school seniors and their families, May 1st is National College Decision Day when millions of students make a personal decision about the academic future. But the decision comes with big financial implications, right? Some of these kids go into debt so badly. I mean, really bad. That they can't buy a house. Right? They can't buy a house because they're so far in debt that they're paying off the school debt. Now, I've been told that there's all kinds of ways they can make it happen, all kinds of things they can do, so it's not as, you know, high. It's manageable, but I don't know what those are, do you? So you've got to work with these kids. You've got to make sure they understand what they're getting themselves into. Many of them don't really understand what they're getting themselves into. I didn't know if May 1st was National College Day. But even so, while headlines often cite like the ultra-competitive landscape for these highly selective schools, recent years you've seen a drop in overall college enrollment. Some of this reflects the pandemic-related disruptions, but not all of them. You're seeing more and more jobs that are opening up that don't require a college degree. Look, I'm a big career tech ed guy, always have been. Years ago, we started closing down the shops in our schools. I don't agree with that. You still need electricians, plumbers, carpenters. AI can't do those for you. Robots can't do those for you. There's no reason why we can't, you know, show our kids those things today, expose them to those kind of things in school, instead of all this other garbage they're exposing them to. You don't need a college degree for those things. If you want to go back later on, that's fine and great. Makes all the sense in the world. recent surveys and data show that we might be seeing a more persistent turn away from college. More than half Americans don't even think college is worth the investment. You know, and I don't know if I do either. Look, if you're going to be a surgeon, an architect, and even that, you can take it to trade school. But a surgeon, I don't know. Anything along those lines, maybe yes. Law school, the same thing. But I don't know about all this other stuff. Some of the degrees that they have are pretty darn useless. In April, the Wall Street Journal reported that 56% of Americans think the college's degree is not worth the cost. It's been doing this for over 10 years. They've been doing the survey. This is the highest it's ever been. And you're seeing this with young people. Young people are stepping up saying, yeah, I don't need college. I've already got a good job. I'm already doing this. Look at Google, IBM, some of the biggies. I tell you, you don't need, as long as you have some experience, you do not need to have college a college degree. Right? Now, the young people are catching on to it. They don't want to be stuck with all that debt. In 2021, there were 1.8 million fewer undergraduates enrolled in college. The fact remains that overwhelmingly economic data show that a college degree doesn't really give you economic advantages anymore. Not as much as it used to. Even in today's tight labor market, college graduates, well, they do find work easier, but at what rate? Right? As they go on, they might command higher incomes, but it's not always the case. If you're comparing, you know, a surgeon or an attorney or PhD in certain areas along those lines, that's a whole different animal. I don't know about you guys. I know plumbers and electricians that are making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. Some of them, when they start to learn business and they open up their own businesses, they earn a lot more than that. And they help people be employed. That's part of the big deal, isn't it, right? Keeping families working, generating revenue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna have. Baby, baby,
we have access to your host over the place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Anyway, God bless. I'm going to deviate for a second, if you guys don't mind. Because, like I said, somebody had called in and gave some numbers for charging your cars. Because apparently the numbers I gave you were off, might have been off, might have been big off, I don't know. But as I go with that, you know, some night, someday, I'll get me a Tesla expert. By the way, if that person still listened, I also was an electrical contractor here in California for years. I got out because it got too competitive and many other things. Anyhow, so I started to check, during the break, I decided to go out to check the cost, to check how you figure out what it costs you if you owned a Tesla. Seems to be the easiest one to find. And as I said, you know, California pricing, electrical pricing, electric bills are like out of control here. And what I find really interesting is what people don't realize is that, you know, natural gas in California has tripled as well. What do they use in California to generate electricity in a lot of areas? Yeah, they use natural gas-powered plants. So now you're paying for the natural gas along with the electricity, along with the delivery of the electricity. But that's not what I wanted to get to. What I wanted to get to was, as I'm going through the Tesla site, to see, because when you read about this stuff online, you read about people saying, oh, it only takes me this much time to charge my car, this much charge. But, my God, you have, Tesla's got several different chargers, and then you have to match up the chargers with the kind of car you have and or the battery, right? Different levels of battery charging, which means it takes different amounts of times to get to those levels. Depending on the charge you want, the charge you have, you could be anywhere from 20 minutes, right, all the way up to 21 hours. Again, depending on the Tesla model and what have you. Depends on whether it's a Tesla charger or a third-party charger. And the voltage. You know, I mean, seriously. So I will go out tomorrow. I will call some of my friends that own Teslas and see what the difference in their electric bill is since they've started charging their car all night. And then how much it costs them to charge their car when they go out to these charging stations. And my understanding is the charging stations are actually more money than it does at home. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Yeah, sorry for that. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. That's, like I said, that's how you get informed. I'm going to do it right now, but this transgender woman who decided to let the San Francisco supervisors have it because a transgender person who was shoplifting was shot to death by a security guard. They deem it to be a hate crime, the transgender community, or this person in particular. Why? Because the person stealing, the person committing the crime was transgender. I don't get it. When do we get back to reality? If you're committing a crime, nobody cares what color you are. Nobody cares what sexual orientation you are. It doesn't matter. Now, take a listen. I'll try to do my best to regulate the sound, but take a listen. This is her comment to the Board of Supervisors.
Imagine that! I hate this! I hate what you've done to us! I hate what you're doing to us! I hate you, Board of Supervisors!
Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure. Did you not hear that? I was trying to get that whole video in so you can hear that she's up there screaming at them, telling them how much she hates them because of what, ready for this, is San Francisco, what she perceives they turned the city into. Because they're trying to stop people from stealing. They're trying to stop these stores from moving out because there's theft going on everywhere. It's just amazing to me. And the only thing they got is, it's too bad you shot a person that was stealing who happened to be transgender. Wow. How exciting that is, isn't it? We don't want to take responsibility for what we do anymore. Or some people don't, put it that way. This stuff doesn't mean anything. And screaming into a mic does what? What does it prove? How does it help your situation? It actually doesn't. It makes it worse because we always say the same thing. You make our case for us when you do that as to how off you are and some of the issues that you're having. How about we get together and have a real conversation on these things? Truly try to find out what's going on there, going on in your life. All right. Texas teachers under fire for teaching students constitutional rights. That's right. The Pledge of Allegiance, Harry Potter, and so on. Now, a teacher from Texas, I love this stuff, whose TikTok name is Sophie Marie, she shared a disturbing video that soon went viral and surpassed 1.6 million views. The third grade teacher was pulled into a check-in meeting. She got a list of concerns that she wanted to bring to my attention. Marie said that her favorite is, "We've noticed an intentional attempt at teaching your students about their legal and constitutional rights." Okay. Why is that a concern, she said. You know, if you've noticed what's going on, this is always seems to be a problem. Right? Teaching history now seems to be the wrong thing to do, unless it's exactly the way they want it taught. Many teachers, the Pledge of Allegiance stands out for them. Many teachers in today's schools, or a lot of schools, don't even force or ask the kids to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They don't want the aggravation. Think about it. They don't want the aggravation. Now, she did a second video. She pointed out that children wanted to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. The teacher explained that the children were taught about the Holocaust and other propaganda. Marie taught the third graders why Hitler targeted young people and children to spread his ideology. Okay, I'm not in the class. I don't have video of it. I don't have audio of it, so I don't know how it was taught or how it was approached. But what's the problem with teaching that? What's the problem with teaching how some of those, you know, everywhere from Hitler to Mussolini to Stalin knew that if they got the kids, they got the country? We know this. We learned this. She went on to say this is why she taught the kids the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. We all looked it up together. We discovered that after the Civil War, the country was divided. You know, the teacher said that they concluded that young children were used to creating a sense of unity. This is why the Pledge of Allegiance was introduced in schools. Now, I don't have a problem with kids wanting to protest things. And I know some of you guys are not going to like this, but I don't have a problem either with kids not wanting to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They have that right. I've been told by military men plenty of times when I've had them on the show, yeah, we fought for their right not to say it if they don't want to. We fought for their right to say it. We fought for their right to be neutral all the way around. It doesn't matter. That's what freedom is all about. These are military men ready to jump in front of a bullet for you. Do you got, you know, I don't know where you go with that. The teacher was told the children could not understand why they protested. Marie was allegedly indoctrinating my students as she was, this is what she was told. Now, a former teacher commented, if we could actually indoctrinate students, we would have zero behavior issues in our classroom. Yeah, okay. Nice try. Another person wrote, the idea that they can understand pledging themselves to their country but not capable of choosing not to is terrifying. No, you know what? This is how you teach them. On every level, this is what, look at, when you say the Pledge of Allegiance and you don't just say it, you teach them, you know, what they're saying. You teach them what those words mean. You're embedding this into them. They'll have a clue. But if you don't teach them, it's right. If they're just saying it to say it, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a bunch of words we say in the morning. And then that we go to school to learn. They should be teaching these kids. Really that simple. Hey, God bless, guys. I want to thank you for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, I know it's a long time. I know you give your time to me. I appreciate it. I know your time is precious. Everybody's is. You could be gone in a heartbeat. So I appreciate the time that you spend with me. Got ideas for stories? You got ideas for maybe even guests to bring on? You want to head over and send an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't think that you're stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.